In many respects, we humans are like most of the rest of life on Earth. We are made of flesh and blood, and ultimately, our lives depend on what the Earth provides. If all goes well, we grow from tiny seeds, through infancy and maturity, to old age, and ultimately we die. Like all living things, we rely on the bounty of the Earth to live at all, and we survive and flourish in certain conditions, and wither and fade in others. There is one way, however, in which we are remarkably different from the rest of life around us, and that is our unique powers of imagination. It is because of our ability to imagine that we don't live in the world as other creatures do. We create the worlds in which we live. This is not to say that no other creature on Earth is capable of imagination, or has any form of imaginative ability. But certainly none comes close to showing the complex abilities of imagination that humans have. While other creatures communicate in their own distinct ways, none comes close to the virtuosity of human speech. Some may sing and dance, but they don't perform spoken word poetry or multi-act ballets, or coordinate flash mobs. They may gaze at the night sky, but they don't estimate the negative energy of black holes or build miraculous craft to travel in space. We do. So far as we know, we are the most inventive creatures ever to walk the Earth. In cosmic time, our lives are as brief as the beat of a wing. Yet we are endowed with immense powers of imagination through which we can transcend the limits of space and time. Imagination is the ability to bring to mind things that are not immediately present to our senses. With our imaginations, we can step out of the here and now. We can speculate, visualize, and suppose. We can revisit the past, anticipate the future, see as others see, and feel as others feel. Imagination is multifaceted. It includes the ability to have mental experiences that can be described as imaginal, bringing to mind images drawn from real experiences. For example, your mother's hair or what you ate for lunch yesterday. Imaginative, bringing to mind images of things you have never experienced, such as a green dog on roller skates, or a vision of how you might spend your next vacation. And imaginary, confusing imaginative experiences with real ones, like in a vivid dream or hallucination. Because our imagination allows us to envision the future, it is an essential part of being able to shape and build it. Applied imagination. You could be imaginative all day long without doing anything about it, and as such, nothing would ever change. To make use of our imaginations, we need to take them one step further. We need to be creative. If imagination is the ability to bring to mind things that are not present to our senses, then creativity is the process of putting your imagination to work. It is applied imagination. Imagination allows us to envision alternative possibilities, and creativity equips us with the tools to bring them into existence. I define creativity as the process of having original ideas that have value. This definition is based on the work of the All Our Futures group, and it includes three key terms to note: process, originality, and value. 1. Creativity is a process, which means it includes a relationship between two main aspects that bounce off each other: generating ideas and evaluating ideas. Creative pursuits involve swapping back and forth between the two, generating a new idea, trialing it, evaluating it, using this evaluation to generate an alternative new idea or amendment the original idea, trialing this new version, evaluation, and on and on. While possible, it is rare that a final product, be it a piece of art, a scientific discovery, or a recipe, is conceived in its finished form. More often than not, ideas come half-baked and are chiselled and tweaked, scrapped and thrown away, then resurrected in new forms before the best outcome is discovered. This is true of even the most renowned. It is believed that it took Leonardo da Vinci 4 years to complete the Mona Lisa, and when describing her writing process, Maya Angelou famously stated, "It takes me forever to get it to sing. I work at the language." Ideas in this process are vulnerable. An idea with potential may be damaged beyond repair if criticized or dismissed too early. Misunderstanding the process is why many people become disillusioned and think they are not creative.